This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Precision Pulley and Idler and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Brand Appeal Search for the Crystal Tulip and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Time for the Tulip Queen announcement party. What's behind the preparation, and what do the girls get out of it? In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Lori Lorenz, Randy Sikkema, and Paula Allen with the Tulip Queen Committee. So, Randy, yesterday on the program, we talked a lot about the announcement party for the Tulip Court, and let's talk a little bit more about the experience that the girls get out of this. And you have a daughter that was on the court, is mm-hmm. that right?
That's correct, yep.
How did that impact her?
Well, certainly, she's, I lived that firsthand experience and got to talk to her and ask her questions. I've also gotten to know many of the girls that I've worked with in past courts and past Queen's announcement parties, even some of the girls that didn't make the Queen in court. It's fun to have relationships with them ongoing 10 years, 15 years later. You see them at Tulip Time or on the streets to Pella or whatever, and you can still relate with them and remind them of how nervous they were that night and how they lived through it and what they gained from it. But they certainly gain, if nothing else, they gain the confidence to be able to talk with people, meet with people. I'm in the business world, so, and I do a lot of HR work, and so job interviews are a big part of what I do. And people that are comfortable in their job interview do better than the people that aren't comfortable in their job interview, and this process certainly allows them, and that's just one factor for them to grow and become adults. And the truth is, our 17, 18 year old students in this town, we are so blessed with mature, talented, gifted, smart people. It's just amazing. I'm gonna use a reference from my daughter's wedding, but Roger DeWard did my daughter's and son-in-law's wedding, and he was talking about coaching and coaching in Pella, and he says, I coach in Disneyland. And I've never thought of it that way, although we've heard the Tulip Time Parade compared many times to the Disney parades or the Rose Parade or whatever. But what he's referring to is the whole community and the system of these kids going through these schools, both Pella and Pella Christian, are so gifted and so talented that it's almost like we're living in Disney World, in the sense that they just keep coming year after year after year. You'd think some classes would be better than others, and some might be slightly better in some areas, but just the talent level and the composure and the maturity of these kids, and it's because of our community. It's because of the beliefs of our community. It's because of the good parents in this community, and the school system just feeds itself off of that. That's why that happens. I didn't grow up in this town, so I'm not necessarily a homer. I've been here for going on 40 years now, but there's a noticeable difference in this town than a lot of other towns, and not just in the Tulip Time area, just a lot of areas, and our kids and our school system are certainly reflective of that. We have very, very good kids, smart kids, and these girls that go through this process get an even extra advantage to hone their skills and to be comfortable in going forward in life.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Precision Pulley and Idler and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Brand Appeal Search for the Crystal Tulip and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Randy Sikkema, and Paula Allen with the Tulip Queen Committee.
Well, and Lori, you were on the court, right?
I was, quite a few years ago, just a few.
And two daughters?
Two daughters, yeah. I have two daughters. That was kind of a scary situation when my girls wanted to be up, because you just never want them to feel like, well, Mom was on the court or was up for Tulip Queen, I have to be. And so I made a conscious effort to ask both my girls, now this is your decision, you know, because you do have to put yourself out there. And I wanted them to do it, not to be Mom's pipe dream. And so it is a nerve-wracking evening for parents. So, you know, I just ask that the community be supportive of parents during this time, because those are your little girls up there, and you love them and you want them to do the best that they can, and you have no control. But yes, I was very fortunate that both my girls were on, so we didn't ever have to have that feeling, well, this one got on and this one didn't. But, you know, like Randy says, what they take away from this experience, the interviewing skills, the public speaking skills, you know, just in their next 4 years as they go on to college or into the workforce, that's going to help them, whether it's a presentation for work or that they have to interview for a big job. And I've heard that the interview process for Tulip Queen was the most extreme interview that the girls ever have in their life. Rarely do you get interviewed by 12 people, or rarely do you get interviewed by 30 to 40 people.
Right. Within an hour.
Within an hour.
Within
right.
an hour.
Yeah.
Within 1 hour.
So.
Whoa.
But I just want to say to the girls that
I'd
are up.
I'd be worn out.
Yeah. I want to say to the girls that are up that, you know, you are beautiful, and like Randy said, the sun will come up the next day. It, of course, we are very honored for the girls that make it and commit to being on the Tulip Court, but we have wonderful girls that are on the 12. We have wonderful girls that were on the first 25. We have wonderful girls that decided this wasn't their thing. So beauty isn't just in one area.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, and Sunny Slope Greenhouse. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating and the Pella Historical Society, sponsor of Tulip Time since 1935.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Randy Sikkema, and Paula Allen with the Tulip Queen Committee.
So, Paula, what have you learned about these girls watching them go through the process?
It's interesting because you see them like their first night, and of course they're very, very nervous, and then you see them blossom, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Within 24 hours, they're very timid and more and quiet on Friday, and then when you see them on stage by Saturday night, full of confidence and smiles and just lovely, lovely young women, mm-hmm. who are just shining. And who are able to articulate who they are and who they want to be. And they talk about their families and their friendships and how Pella has formed them and how they feel the support of the community. I mean, it is just such a wonderful night to see a young woman of 17 or 18 years old be able to articulate who they are, who they want to be, and where they're going. So it is a special night.
There are many people in the audience that wouldn't trade places with them, right?
Oh, my goodness. I just always think to myself, truly, I think it is so much harder for the parents than it is, do you know what I mean, for the person sure. that is out there. And you just want them to do well.
Right.
And, yeah, they always have a special place in your heart. This is my year 5. And you just love these girls, and you truly want the best for them.
Well, you know, I don't think I've ever told anybody this, but every year listeners will know that during Tulip Time, I just wander around and talk to random people. But it's not random. I have to admit that I look for people that look like they're confident, that they would be comfortable talking with me and wouldn't mind some strange guy walk up to them with a microphone. And do you know how many past Tulip Queens and court members that I've interviewed? I guess maybe 5 or 6 random. At least every other year I get a Tulip court member that, you know, still, and one of them was in her 60s. And she had poise and confidence and looked like she wouldn't mind me coming up. And so I guess that's my experience, you know, over the years, is that carries on for the rest of their lives.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. It's certainly true. I see that experience as well when I'm walking around the streets at Tulip Time. Maybe because I got to know a lot of these girls, but I see them and I try to talk to all of them when I run into them at Tulip Time. But one of the things that still fascinates me when the Queen and Court have been selected and we've gone through this process now in the fall and next spring or next January, basically, they start putting their program together that they're going to bring out to the state of Iowa and the Midwest to promote our festival. The first time they actually do that in the public is over at the community center here. And the gal that MCs that show tells us every year how many Tulip Queens are still living. And it never ceases to amaze me. Out of the 83 years, I think there's only like 4 or 5 that have passed. Mm-hmm. They're still alive. I mean, some of them are pushing 100 years old now. And so this must do something to their soul, to their well-being, because they all live forever. So, you know what I mean? So,
good quality of life.
Yeah, it has to have some positive effect on them that we're not even aware of. But, I mean, think about that. Just the numbers on that alone, just... You know, the normal stats would not think that would be the case. So there's got to be some effect there that they have. And most of them are still, I don't say most of them, but I would say a good majority of them are still around Pella in the area somewhere, within 50 miles anyway. So we get to see a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by West End Auto and Skuring and Utermart. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Extras Consignment, and the Pella Hive.
I continued my conversation with Lori Lorenz, Randy Sickema, and Paula Allen with the Tulip Queen Committee.
Well, and another thing here is that how this brings the entire community together, whether you were here from Naughton. And Paula, you're from Milwaukee.
I grew up in Milwaukee, yes.
And you're Greek.
I am. Yeah, I am 100%.
Except during Tulip Time.
Oh, but you know what? I love Pella, and I love the Dutch heritage, and I think it's actually a little bit of part of me, so I think I might not be able to say I'm 100% Greek anymore. Well, a little bit Dutch.
We got under your skin a little.
Well, that's part of the beauty of it.
It is. It's a wonderful place, and yes, and we just love being part of the whole thing. The heritage. In fact, at some point I was a Dutch family singer, so I could knock down Lungs Ausleben right now.
Would you like to?
No. Thank you.
Well, one of my favorite quotes over the years that I still refer to, and I won't use the media outlet that I was talking about, but one of the Des Moines television stations comes down here every year with a camera and usually a voice with a microphone. But the cameraman is the same every year from this station. And he's been here, I don't know, 30 years probably I've been talking to him. And a couple years back I asked him, and he doesn't get paid. He takes a day of vacation and he comes down here and does it because he wants to. And I asked him a few years back, I said, so why do you do that? Why do you do that? I mean, I understand why you do your job, but why do you take, why do you use your personal time to come do this? And his response was, the people here are real. And that was all he said. But what he was meaning was, is that we love our town, we love our heritage, we love our festival, and we honestly, it comes from our heart and our souls, and we're not just trying to promote something so that we can make some money and so forth. We're real. We believe in what we're doing, and he can tell that. He can sense that, and that's why he comes every year.
Thanks to Lori Lorenz, Randy Sikkema, and Paula Allen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.